All right, let's talk AI. Because there are four stories today that each pull a different thread. The lead story in the community, 962 points, 629 comments, which is the highest engagement post in today's feed by a significant margin, is about Quen 3.627B and the argument that it's the sweet spot for local development. The blog post is from Questma, and their claim is specific. At 27 billion parameters, Quen 3.6 hits a crossover point, where capability per gigabyte of VRAM becomes exceptional relative to both smaller and larger models.
What does that mean practically for people who haven't been following the local LLM space closely? The trade-off in language model deployment has always been compute cost versus capability. Larger models are more capable, but require either expensive cloud API calls or hardware that most developers don't own. The 7B and 13B parameter models that run on consumer hardware have historically been noticeably weaker on complex reasoning tasks. The argument for Quen 3.627B is that the training methodology, Alibaba's Quen team has been refining this for several generations, closes enough of that capability gap that it becomes genuinely useful for production coding tasks, not just toy demos.
The HN thread is fascinating. You have people benchmarking it against GPT-4o Mini, against Claude Sonnet, against Gemini Flash. And the consistent finding seems to be that for specific coding and technical reasoning tasks, the gap is narrow enough to make local deployment worthwhile, especially for developers who care about data privacy, latency, or cost at scale. One commenter ran it on a single 4090 GPU card and found it fast enough for interactive use. That's the inflection point the local AI community has been waiting for.
There's a business angle here worth examining. Alibaba releasing competitive open-weight models. This capable is a strategic move that competes with OpenAI and Anthropic's commercial offerings, but it does so by expanding the market rather than directly stealing customers. Developers who go local with Quen aren't necessarily former OpenAI customers. Many are developers who couldn't afford or wouldn't risk API dependency in the first place. Alibaba is cultivating a developer ecosystem in a segment that the US frontier labs haven't prioritized.
Alongside that, we have Ornith 1.0, which is a self-improving open source model focused specifically on agentic coding tasks. 218 points, 40 comments on HN. The Deep Reinforce AI team is doing something architecturally interesting. They're applying reinforcement learning loops where the model generates code, evaluates outcomes, and uses that signal to improve. The self-improving framing is attention-grabbing, but the more precise description is that it's an RL-trained model specialized for multi-step software tasks.
The HN skepticism on this one is instructive. Several commenters push back on the self-improving label, arguing that what's being described is standard RLHF or RLAF, not genuine recursive self-improvement. That's a fair distinction. The model isn't rewriting its own weights autonomously. It's a model trained with reinforcement feedback signals. The branding is slightly ahead of the technical reality, which the community tends to call out sharply.
Then there's Longcat 2.0, a mixture of experts model with 1.6 trillion total parameters, but only 48 billion active parameters at any inference step. 170 points, 45 comments. The MoE architecture is significant because it's how you get trillion parameter scale reasoning without trillion parameter inference cost. Each query activates a different subset of expert networks, which means the effective compute per token is much closer to a 48B dense model than a 1.6T one.
The name is delightful, by the way. Longcat suggests extended context capability, which is the other axis of competition in frontier models right now. It's not just about raw reasoning capability, it's about how much context a model can hold coherently. Legal analysis, codebase understanding, long-form research synthesis, all of these benefit enormously from context windows measured in hundreds of thousands of tokens.
And then there's the Apple Neural Engine paper that landed on Ericsive. 184 points, 25 comments. This is a deep architecture paper covering how Apple's custom silicon handles neural network inference. The ANE has been in Apple devices since the A11 Bionic in 2017, but Apple publishes very little about how it actually works. This paper provides the most detailed public account of the microarchitecture, the programming model, and the performance characteristics. for ML engineers trying to optimize models for on-device Apple deployment. This is practically a reference manual they didn't have before.
What strikes me about this from a competitive standpoint is that Apple's vertical integration, designing the chip, the compiler, the runtime, and the user-facing features, means they can optimize end-to-end in ways that neither Qualcomm nor NVIDIA can match for their respective deployment targets. The paper apparently shows the ANE achieving performance per watt ratios that are striking for mobile inference. That matters enormously for on-device AI that can run without draining a battery in 2 hours.